to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good and happy and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of us that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger about the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Come along. I have been talking before about something that some people call the law of attraction. Some people might call it a cause and effect. But really what it is what you think and what you feel is what you attract to yourself. Which means if you spend most of your time focusing on all your problems, and that you're worried about this court date, and that you haven't found a good school for your son, or you can't pay the electricity bill, or you are potentially in danger of starvation in your country this year because it hasn't rained. It all depends, of course, on where you live and your circumstances. But if you spend a lot of time thinking of what might happen, you are attracting a lot of not good things to yourself. It is really quite interesting how you could see that happens. Somebody who grew up with a lot of money and might not have such good relationships, somehow the money part always organize themselves. You really don't even know how they earn their money, but that does never seem to be the problem. Money seems to be coming to them easy, but all the other things don't. As if they have a money magnet, but for the rest of their life, everything is chaos. So that is that somehow inside that person, they are absolutely sure that money will come to them always. And it does. It does. Whereas the rest seems to be right upside down. So what we as human beings would want to do is create a wonderful magnet inside of ourselves that attracts only good things. And money is not only good, for example. So it's not about, let me have millions of dollars. It is about becoming abundant, that you have more than you need. But if you are not in that place, if you don't really have any good relationships, your health is upside down, you mostly don't feel good, your body's aching, you feel tired, and you don't have any good income. In fact, everything is all insecure all the time. Then, just know you need to change your magnetic power. You need to change inside of you how you feel and slowly push away the time any of the negative thoughts have in your life. Move them to a action hour in the evening, for example. And anytime you have any thoughts of, oh, my ex is going to move it, I'm going to think about it in the evening. And never deal with it throughout the day of thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, because it fills you with these bad thoughts and it strengthens the magnet to attract more problems. Your ex will give you more problems. The more you think of her or him, it's going to be more problems. He's going to say something new, terrible. He's going to demand something new, awful, because you're just thinking of it. So let's just live in that reality. Let's for a moment just sit with that reality, that we are like a magnet. All our cells in our body, all the 30 trillion cells that we have, they're all vibrating to what you're thinking of. So you can imagine, if you are hateful and you focus all your energy on hate, I hate these people, I hate this government, I hate my neighbor, your body, you can kind of see it for you. Your body is taking up a shape that is not going to be happy, it's not going to be generous, your relationships are not going to go well, and you are going to meet more and more people that is going to just emphasize for you, show for you that it's a good reason to hate. But your energy in your body is so low, so disgusting, that you will have all kinds of diseases. You will notice that you feel terrible most of the time, which will further emphasize what you've been doing before. We have to break the pattern so that you get to be most of the time in that positive gratitude space. Because then the good can come to you. So whenever a thought comes to you that is not positive, say, I'm going to deal with it, and really take the time to deal with it in the evening. Or in the afternoon, whenever it is, never in the morning though, because that starts your day sinning in all your problems. Go through your day mostly being grateful, looking for what's good in the people you work with, in your work environment, if you're not working, in your beautiful surroundings. If you don't find your surroundings beautiful, find some things to focus on that is good. Joke with somebody you meet on the street and bring yourself into that good place. And if you know that you're not in a good place, stop watching the news. Stop watching things that would just reinforce that everything is going the wrong direction. It is important to be informed, and it's important to get some idea of what's going on in your world. But if you feed yourself with these negative things all the time, you have no chance. So let's focus on abundance. Let's imagine yourself being abundant. You can go into the store and buy whatever you want to buy. You can buy meat or chicken or vegetables or this fancy oil or nothing that you would like to have you can't buy. Let's imagine you want to send your kids to school and you don't have to think about how much it will cost. Or you want to buy a new home and you feel abundant. You can buy a home that's really what you would like, what is really good for your family. And the car and your clothes, just go through it. Abundance is simply that you feel that there's no restriction on you. Because if you are very rich, it's going to be many, many restrictions on you. Because people want your money. So if you're very, very rich, all these people will try to encourage you to invest here, trick you to invest here, push you to donate here. Relatives might come to you and say, you have to take care of me. All these different things. You don't think about that. All you think about when you don't have money is you so much want to just breathe. But everything comes with a consequence. So let's just live in that abundance for a moment. Visualize yourself as being that abundant person, somebody who can give freely, somebody who could help other people if you want to, and who feels like money is just a vehicle, something that flows in and out of your life, that contributes to other people's lives. And you not focus on you, you focus on contributing all the time. That is your main focus. It's not, I have to go to the store to get these things, and I have to look a certain way, I have to do this. That's not really what it's all about. Because now you become more focused on yourself, and you will see that your energy will drop down. When you stay in the abundance space, then you are giving, and that is the purpose, that you're contributing to other people. So stay there, and become that amazing, magnetically attracting good person who will attract more good people into their life and more opportunities into their life to contribute, to earn money, to prosper their family, to get good relationships. See, if you are looking for a relationship, that is, of course, the key point. Now, when you don't yet have the dream relationship, now is the time to create the magnet to attract the right person. I hope this episode can inspire you to implement something new in your life. Change is challenging, but that is how we will grow and become a happier, more purposeful person, and to grab the opportunity to do it right now. Do also consider sharing something you have learned from this episode with someone else. Explaining things to someone makes it sink in deeper into ourselves. And if you find this valuable, please subscribe and share this episode with other people. Together, we are building a happier and more purposeful and resilient human race, one person at a time.